I want to give a big thank you to Capital One for supporting the Wake Up and Level Up podcast. Capital One is on a mission to change banking for good by bringing humanity, ingenuity, and simplicity to banking. You can learn more by going to CapitalOne.com/about. It's time to jumpstart your day. Get your mental fitness on, your vitamin M. It's better than 3 cups of coffee, and it's healthy for you. It's called Wake Up and Level Up. In less than 5 minutes, my mission every single day is to give you one theme that's going to jumpstart your day and help you kickstart it off right. Come on. Grind and hustle. These words have permeated our culture so much so that people wear these words as a badge of honor. The more they can pontificate and tell people that they're grinding and that they're hustling, the more successful that they think they're going to be or they feel inside. The reality is, grinding alone and hustling alone does not guarantee you success. Just because you're willing to work hard does not mean you're working right. Just because you are willing to work hard does not mean you're working right. Sure, I've been through the grind moments. I've been through the hustle phase. We all have to put out action. If you sit on the sidelines waiting for it to be perfect, or if you don't grind even a little, or if you don't hustle even somewhat, you will never take steps to put your action, to put your gift, to put your talents out there. So yeah, we need to grind. We need to hustle. But here's what CEO Nicole dropped on us the other day. I was talking to her about this, and I was like, yeah, people are out here using these words because it makes them feel like they're busy, that they're doing something, and that they're going to be successful. That automatically associates grind and hustle equals success. And the reality is, no, it doesn't. You can slap all day long at the water in the deep end. You can be slapping and grinding and hustling your way, trying to get to the side. But if you don't know how to swim, if you don't strategically know how to move, if you don't have the self-awareness that you're even in the deep end, just slapping, but you're not moving anywhere, then your grind and hustle is not going to turn into success. So she goes, you know what? You're right. We grind mindfully. I was like, yeah, that's it. We grind mindfully. Shout out to CEO Nicole for dropping that one. Grinding mindfully is a completely different way of looking at hustling and looking at grinding. You have to show commitment. Do you know what dedication requires? It requires you to do things when you don't feel like doing it. Okay? So you have to show this level of commitment. You have to be determined, showing that you're willing to get up and do things even when you don't feel like it. That's the hustle and the grind. Then what you have to do is make sure that you have enough self-awareness to that you're working on the things that can actually move the needle forward, that can actually get you closer to the next milestone. We're not working just for the sake of working. That's old. That's passé. That's done. There's no need to look like you're the last one in the office. Forget that. Honestly, like, make your work matter. How can you grind mindfully? That's the key. Grinding mindfully changes the game. Step up your self-awareness so that you can be aware of what you really should be working on that's actually going to give you more results for your effort. So today's lesson is to help you understand that grinding and hustle, while they do produce action, and while action is necessary, doing it mindlessly, just being busy for busy's sake, is not going to help you. It's going to run you down, deteriorate your health and your business plan or your organization or your career journey. So I want you to grind mindfully. Be more mindful about the hustle. Make sure you're working on the right things and make sure that you are taking care of yourself. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.